Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So it's fun to go back in time and try to see a little perspective. What was money like then? What is money like now? I mention that only because the Fed decided to hold interest rates where they are. Trump, by the way, is questioning and started calling the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, too late Powell, is what he's calling him, because he's saying that he should actually cut the interest rates. And Trump thinks maybe he should be on the Fed now. Cut 37.
I call him too late Powell because he's always too late. I mean, if you look at him, every time I did this, I was right 100%. He was wrong. Maybe I should go to the Fed. Am I allowed to appoint myself, Doug? I don't know. Am I allowed to appoint myself at the Fed? I'd do a much better job than these people.
He would do a much better job than anybody. I love that. And he just calls him out on a regular basis. I was talking about the money thing part because a story just came out that the Buss family, who was on the Los Angeles Lakers since 1979, is going to sell the majority interest of that.
Woo!
So who is Mr. Walter Rock? That
Mark Walton. Walter. Not, yeah, Walton. I'm getting yeah, rich people confused.
He's not a Walton.
Walter is the owner of the Dodgers.
Oh, the Dodgers.
So they know
okay.
him pretty well in L.A. already.
So Dr. Jack Kent Cook used to own the Lakers, and Jerry Buss bought the Lakers from Dr. Cook in 1979. Sue, how much do you think he paid for them? In 1979. Now, mind you, he not only bought the Lakers, he got the Lakers that included the Los Angeles Kings Los Angeles Forum.
Wait, he got it all.
He got the trifecta. Now, what do you think he might have paid in 1979? Now, mind you, so Magic Johnson wasn't there yet.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
so Magic Johnson
okay.
came. He and Bird
the NBA
graduated
finals,
in 79.
The NBA finals are on tape delay at this point.
Okay. Yes. That's a good point.
So they Showtime didn't start
we
until
get the
1980.
Forum, the right. Lakers and the Kings.
Right.
How about $15 million?
Well, that would be amazing. But I was amazed at $67.5 million.
Oh my! That's outrageous.
That's what
he paid.
How
did he? That is outrageous.
So I haven't seen. Have you seen what the selling price of this majority stake?
I haven't seen the price.
It's got to be the bees.
It was,
I would think so.
It was estimated in a Forbes article that they were the third most valuable NBA franchise, worth over $7 billion.
$7 billion.
Now,
dollars.
Is this just for the team? We're not doing the Forum. We're not doing the Kings. It's just the team.
I think it's just the Lakers, because it said that Jeannie Buss is going to continue to serve as her role as the Lakers governor. And I'm assuming governor is like the president of the organization?
It's who still supposedly runs the actual basketball side of the organization.
Okay.
And actually like runs the company.
So she's going to stay.
Yes, they do not own their arena. So it's just
okay.
the team.
Okay. So, yeah. I have no idea how much money that's going to be. And I can only imagine when we were talking last hour to Chad Perkins, and he was talking about he actually got a bill in for capital gains to be deductible. Can you imagine the capital gains from $67.5 million that you paid for this team, and now you're going to probably get a few billion?
Wow.
I remember years ago.
Not too shabby.
This is probably 3 years ago or so. I was talking with former Congressman Blaine Lutemeyer, who Bob Onder has that seat now. But Congressman Lutemeyer was talking about how he was in a meeting in D.C., and they were talking about the price of programs and where they were going to allocate money. And he said, this is the only place in the world where they were getting confused, where they were saying, wait, is this millions or billions?
Oh, my gosh.
Only in Washington, D.C. can you have that conversation and you get confused of, wait, is this 643 million or 643 billion? What the heck? It's the taxpayers' money. Who cares? That's the Washington motto, I think. Hey, my favorite part of the show is coming up next. Bob Onder is going to join us. The aforementioned Congressman Onder is going to join us later on this hour. Chris Sanders is going to join us. He is the CEO and founder of Powder Monkey Fireworks. There was a story in the Post-Dispatch, and he was talking about the fact that we have all these tariffs that have been in place now. And where do most of our fireworks come from? Would you like to guess? China.
Sorry, my mic wasn't on.
China.
Sorry, yes.
So that's had a big effect on the ability to get to fireworks this year. So we'll talk to Chris about that a little bit later on. We will talk to Sue on the other side of this break and my favorite part of the show called Sue's News. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on St. Louis's Home for Conservative Talk, 97.1 FM Talk. You know, the interesting thing I found out about Lenny Kravitz there is my wife really likes Lenny Kravitz.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So is she breathing?
Yeah, it's one of those kind of things where, you know, so a lady asked earlier on the chat line, she said, so, Mike, how much weight have you lost now? And I'm down over 75 pounds.
OK, but how did you do it? She said.
Oh, I cheated. I use medication.
OK.
And it just killed my appetite. So I just quit eating. So I'm hoping one day to get to Lenny Kravitz beauty. But
I have bad news.
Yeah. I don't...
He works out.
Wow.
So yeah.
You have to work out?
Yeah.
I don't. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I did just get a membership to Club Fitness. So
okay.
I'm going to shout out to Eric Schreierman, who's the CEO of Club Fitness. And Eric and I had a conversation, and he's going to help me try to, hey, you've lost a bunch of fat boy. So it's time to actually put some muscle on. So
I have
I'm
a question,
hoping
Mike.
To do that. Yes.
What does one do if you have done that? Because there are other people in this building who have done that. What do you do when you go off of it?
I don't know. I haven't gone off
okay.
of it yet. So
I hear it comes back.
So let's don't speak that into existence, Fred Bottomer, Hall of Famer.
That's what the people say.
We're not doing that. So my doctor has told me he wants me to be on what they call a microdose. So it's like just a very little bit of it.
Okay.
Because he claims the medication actually has other benefits over and beyond. So
right.
I've noticed that my cholesterol level has dropped a lot. Not to make this all about Mike Elam, but it should always be about Mike Elam. But right now, it's all about Sue's News.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, it's several national days. It's National Go Fishing Day, National Splurge Day. Oh, and National Want to Get Away Day that Southwest Airlines must have finagled.
It sounds like it.
Right?
This sponsored
do you do
by.
That? Oh, gosh. And on this day in history, I love, I don't know, flashbacks like this when you think about these things. And this is 25 years ago. 25 years ago. So it's the year 2000. That is when little Tiger Woods won the U.S. Open for the first time. And remember, he did that by 15 strokes.
Oh, I remember.
And
he
we
just
were all
killed
like,
everybody.
Oh, my gosh. It was awesome. And he won it again. Let's see. Two other years. 2002 and 2008.
Oh, so he took a little time off in between.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, can't win them all back to back.
And I usually don't do birthdays, but this is a big one. Sir Paul McCartney turns 83 today.
And 83?
Here's just a little bit of what all he has done.
Just one, two, three. Buzzers, she loves you, yeah. Was a dead triple. Faith the bag writer.
Hey, Jude. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Get back to where you once belong.
Back in the USSR.
It was 20 years ago today. Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. Live and let die.
Today.
Yeah, just a few things, Fred.
Let me tell you, Sue, that was probably the best montage I've heard in so long. That was amazing.
That was not me putting it together.
What?
Nope.
It was you finding it.
It was me finding it.
Nice job.
That's half the battle.
But yeah, it was too. I thought so too, Fred.
Yeah, that was very well done.
At first I thought, well, just play Blackbird because I love Blackbird.
Is that your favorite?
I don't know if it's my favorite, but
I
really like it.
The squeaking of the guitar.
It is cool.
Yeah. And then I thought, gosh, 83. And look at all this stuff. I should play the montage. Anyway, 83. They even say Beyonce recently thanked him for Blackbird, saying, every time I sing it, I feel so honored.
She sings it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I guess it's on her latest album, Cowboy Carter, if you want to hear her version.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, we're not going down that because Mike will get triggered on the whole Beyonce country thing.
All right, we don't want to trigger
you. I'm with George Strait. She ain't country. She never has been country. She's never going to be country. And I don't know why she got a country music award. But
well, that's this is today. You
it
know?
Is.
Yes.
Now, that's a segment for later today.
Yeah, there you
we'll
go.
Talk about that later. Mike's pet peeves.
Fred found this story yesterday, and I didn't get to it, but they are talking about Dr. Salvador Plasencia, who will plead guilty to 4 counts of distribution of ketamine with a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. He was the one involved with Matthew Perry's death.
I was going to ask that question.
He was introduced to Perry by his assistant in September of 2023 and allegedly taught the assistant how to inject him, Perry, with ketamine. And Dr. Mark Chavez, who ran a ketamine clinic, allegedly submitted a bogus prescription to secure it. And then Plasencia obtained the ketamine for him. So it was like a cooperation of
right.
all these people to get it done. And then Perry's assistant learned how to inject it and left vials of the drug for Perry to use at home. It's just a mess. And there's a big major ketamine dealer allegedly provided the dose that killed him, Perry, and he's facing multiple charges. So it's just not good.
We listened to his book. I got the book on Audible. And we were listening to his book, Jennifer
How
and I.
How was that?
It was very good. But what was weird is we had downloaded it when it first came out. And we got into this thing to where when Jennifer and I are on trips and we're driving, we'll listen to audiobooks.
Yeah.
And we normally will do like mysteries and stuff. So we listened to this one. His story is heartbreaking of just how many times he fell off the wagon. But if you want to know between how much he drank and how much he did in drugs, he was doing, I think at one point he said, 87 Vicodin a day.
What?
I can't imagine functioning on 87 Vicodin. But he said, if you watch Friends, when he was bigger, he was drinking. When he was super skinny is when he was doing the drugs.
Yeah.
But while we were listening to the book is when he OD'd.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. So while we were in the process of listening to that, he died while we were listening to the book.
87 Vicodin.
I know. The amount of drugs that he went through and just his life story is really amazing.
What?
I wonder in Hollywood, how many doctors have to deal with their star patients
doing this
demanding
sort of thing.
Yes. Or yeah. asking for special privileges?
It has to be common.
I'm sure there's a cottage industry of these doctors to the stars that are helping yep. them all just get all their drugs.
Oh, that's terrible.
It is. Kind of reminds you of the Michael Jackson story.
It does, kind of.
Yeah.
May, by the way, was the first month ever that more people watched TV on streaming than on cable networks combined.
Really?
On cable and networks combined. So streaming has officially taken over 2025. Cable and networks combined is pretty substantial.
It's a lot. I mean, what was the Bruce Springsteen song, 57 channels and there's nothing on?
Right.
And it's like 557 channels and there's nothing on.
And you just wonder, I think mostly the kids, they don't, you know, just can like to stream whatever they want when they want it. And it's those of us who are any older who think, well, is whatever on? Is it on at this time?
You know, I will tell you, we live in an on-demand world
right now.
So we used to, at my full-time job at i3, selling broadband, we also sold television in a lot of our markets. And we have gotten to where we don't even offer television anymore because 9% of people who were signing up for broadband signed up for a television package because they started streaming. And people want to stream what they want, when they want,
yep.
how they want, from wherever they want.
Yes.
And it's not appointment TV anymore. That stuff is gone. And younger people don't even care to watch, like, this is on right now.
Mm-mm.
The only exception to that would be sports.
Yes.
Because Rock's got to watch the game when the game's on.
That's absolutely true, which is why Amazon is going after some of these NFL games so that you will sign up and watch those. What were you thinking, Fred? Are you a streamer?
No, I'm not a streamer.
Really? You watch something on the Netflix, no?
He's a dreamer, not a streamer.
Oh, good point. I hadn't thought of that.
There you go.
Kraft Heinz has announced they're removing artificial food dyes from all of their products within the next 2 years.
I thought it was interesting when they said, that? Well, 95% of it has already been done. Uh-huh. Sure it has.
Baloney.
Sure it has. No.
When I read this, it says around 10% of them have color additives. I thought, that is the biggest lie I have possibly ever heard.
No, but we took all that out years ago.
They said that they nixed them in Kraft macaroni and cheese. Remember that bizarre yellow color that doesn't exist in nature? I haven't eaten that in the last... Does anybody know? Is it just
like yellow
milder?
Orange.
Yeah. It looked like a Cheeto.
It did.
Like a Cheeto
Very much
color.
So, yeah.
And I guess they've taken it out. Anybody who has eaten that, can you tell me, is it just a mild yellow now? I don't know.
I haven't eaten that. My wife uses she does the macaroni shells in the Velveeta, which is so much creamier and so good. We got rid of the Kraft a long time ago.
I'm not sure that Velveeta is a natural color either.
I didn't say it was good for you. I just said it's creamier.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's it.
Kraft Heinz said they've been using turmeric to give it that familiar yellow color since 2016. But
you don't have to buy the supplement now.
Yeah. A study found that one trait can make you happier for the rest of your life, no matter how old you are.
And that is?
Trusting.
Ah.
They say trusting other people makes us happier, and it gets easier and easier to do. Trusting people makes us happy, and being happy makes us want to trust people, so one leads to the other. They have interviewed people, I guess, who are long-lived, and they said part of this is a circle that goes around, and it just kind of lifts you up. So consider trusting people if you want to feel better and live longer. Fred, did you write that down?
I did. I thought it would have been like forgiving people. I figured that would be
I think it's all part of it. You're right.
Trusting you have to forgive if you're going to trust.
Well, that's true.
Good point.
It's just got to be part of it.
And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact, here it is. When Eggos were invented in 1953, they were called Froffles.
Froffles?
For frozen waffles.
Ah, that makes perfect sense.
But people started calling them Eggos because they kind of tasted like eggs. And within 2 years... that became their official name.
Wow.
Kellogg's just said, all right, it's Eggo. And that's how they sold them. And that's it for Sue's News.
There you go. That's Sue's News. Congressman Bob Onder is on the other side of the break. It's Mike Elaman for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk. I'm sitting in for Mark Reardon today. You know, we were talking about the NBA, that the Lakers are selling the controlling interest, a majority stake in that. I watched a series on Netflix. And, Rock, you've probably seen this. It's called Running Point. Have you seen that show?
I have not yet. It's on my list, though.
So it was a fun little show. It was fun to watch, but it was one of those mindless type of, I had a Saturday and I didn't want to do anything, so I sat down and just binge watched through. You ever do that, Sue?
Yeah, that's why I think that people like the streaming. You can kick out a whole series.
I know. It's kind of fun to do that. Hey, you know what's not fun? Watching all of the stuff that's going on between Israel and Iran right now, because you never know what's going to happen next. Congressman Bob Onder is joining us. He is from Missouri's 3rd Congressional District. Congressman, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Great to be back, Mike.
Hey, where do we find you today? You in the district or you in D.C.?
No, I'm back on the East Coast, so much closer to the swamp than back home in the district. Look forward to getting home back to the district in a couple of days here.
Oh, very cool. I was just talking with Krista Montgomery today at lunch. She was at the chamber representing you today.
Well, she always represents me very well. I am blessed with a great team, both in the district, St. Charles, Jeff City, and of course in D.C. So, and they will take care of my constituents regardless.
You do have a good team. They do a nice job. Hey, tell me a little bit about how is the climate in D.C. with everything that's going on with Israel and Iran right now?
Well, yeah, I think there's a widespread recognition that we have a very dangerous situation going on right now. Look, Iran is the number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world. They have a nuclear program. How far along they are toward a nuclear weapon is a matter of debate. Certainly, no doubt that program was set back by Israel's attack Thursday night. And Israel is a longtime enemy of the United States. That being said, you know, Trump was and is actively trying to negotiate a peaceful resolution of the situation. This is Israel's war, not the United States. I don't believe it's in the United States' interest to go to war with Iran. The U.S. record of regime change is not a good one. Going back to Jimmy Carter with Iran in 1979, through the forever wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and then of course Barack Obama's Arab Spring. So I think we always have to do, when we're looking at the foreign stage, we need to look to U.S. interests, and the Middle East is not the only place. We have problems on the world stage today. There's Russia, there's China angling for an angle to exert their power. So monitoring this situation very closely. It's really a scary time.
Well, you guys have a lot on your plate, and I know the big, beautiful bill has been a hot topic of conversation. I know the target date was to try to get this done by the 4th of July. Do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, we are still being told by leadership and the Trump administration that the goal is the 4th of July. That would be good. You know, I don't know if you've noticed this, Mike, whether it's D.C. or Jefferson City, almost everything seems to be done at the 11th hour anyway.
It
so
does.
Let's shoot for the 4th of July. There are differences between the House and the Senate version of the Big Beautiful Bill. Some things better on the Senate side and some things less good. I hope we can get the differences worked out. And I would love to have that bill on President Trump's desk by July 4th.
Have you been following the hearings that they're doing about President Biden's mental lapses that have been going on?
Oh, yeah, Mike, this is really extraordinary. I was saying back in 2020, in the summer of 2020, there is a reason why the Democrat Party is keeping Joe Biden in the basement, and it's not COVID, and it's not to keep the ice cream cold. It was clear even back in 2020 that Biden was starting to lose his mental capacity. He was becoming more frail as well. I mean, I think it was by late 21, he would walk off stage and start shaking hands with plants and things. but despite that, in 2021, he did not sign a single executive order. He signed 78 executive orders by hand, all bad executive orders, by the way. But he signed 78 of them by hand. By July of 2022, the rest of 2022, he signed every executive order by auto pen. And in 2025, all 15 of his executive orders were by auto pen. So the question is, who was really running our country? And it appears very clearly, and certainly last summer's debate between President Trump and Joe Biden made it very clear that we were dealing with a man with moderate to severe dementia. There's no way Joe Biden was running the country. And we really are looking at a puppet president with someone, we don't know who, pulling the strings from behind the scenes. And I really also believe, as I've talked to a number of physicians, including urologists, I really do not believe that Joe Biden's advanced prostate cancer was just discovered, what, a couple of weeks ago. The ultimate chutzpah is Jake Tapper writing a book about how Biden's incapacity was concealed from the American people, while Tapper and everyone in the left-wing media world were all concealing Joe Biden's incapacity from the American people.
You are a unique person in that you are a lawyer and you are also a doctor and an allergy and asthma specialist. You're my allergy doctor. Don't you find it unique that a doctor who is treating the oldest president we have ever had in office wouldn't do a prostate exam Doesn't that seem strange to you?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, you know, look, when I was a second year medical student, we got taught that that particular exam was an essential part of a physical exam. We also these days for decades now have screened for prostate cancer with PSA, prostate specific antigen. Now, prostate cancer can in theory be PSA negative, but his is supposedly hormonally sensitive, so it should have been positive. And the other thing is the test that allowed them to know that the cancer was hormonally sensitive, it takes longer to cook in the lab than the time period between when they diagnosed Biden ostensibly and when they announced the result that it was hormonally sensitive. So I believe, once again, the Biden administration, the Democratic machine, was lying to the American people. And it's not cute. It's not cute when you have a president with a terminal cancer. It's not cute when you have a president with advanced Alzheimer's and they're lying to the American people, telling us everything's okay. This really should be the subject of many hearings, and I really do believe that this was essentially, it was a coup where some third party was running our country. That's a problem. The 25th Amendment should have been invoked, and we should have had a new president by the time Biden was that incapacitated.
I really want to hear from that doctor, and I want to understand how that doctor didn't find that, but that's another show. I want to talk to you before we get out of here about the Supreme Court.
And I believe a lot of other labs would show abnormalities if his prostate cancer is as advanced as it is. And you know, Biden gets those tests regularly. So I think they were cooking the books. They were hiding his medical condition.
And you would think so, wouldn't you? I mean, it's tough to explain otherwise. Either the doctor was incompetent or you were cooking the books. It's got to be one of those two things. Either way, you don't come off looking good. Hey, I wanted to play a clip for you real quick. This is Shannon Bream, and she was talking about the Supreme Court's decision upholding the Tennessee ban on the trans surgery for minors. This is from
more than
earlier.
Two dozen states have some type of ban on trans treatments for minors. Today, they are celebrating this decision from the Supreme Court upholding Tennessee's law, saying that it passes constitutional muster and this issue is better left to the people of the states. Writing for the majority, Chief Justice Roberts said, "Our role is not to judge the wisdom, fairness, or logic of the law before us, but only to ensure that it does not violate the equal protection guarantee of the 14th Amendment. And having concluded it does not, we leave questions regarding its policy to the people, their elected representatives, and the democratic process."
Congressman, I know you have been watching this issue very closely. What are your thoughts on this decision today?
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, Mike, I think the Supreme Court absolutely got this one correct. Look, states have long enjoyed the power to regulate medical care. States have long enjoyed the power to protect minors based on their status as minors. And what we're talking about here is a death cult that has groomed a generation of children, many children from a generation of children, such that that the rate of children who identify as a gender other than their own, boys who think they are girls or girls who think they're boys, has gone up 10,000%. That's just not us all of a sudden diagnosing a condition that existed all along. These kids are being groomed. And what's even worse is then this transgender industry of quacks and LGBT activists and groomers take these poor kids, often with depression or autism, or maybe they're victims of abuse in their childhood, and they tell them all their problems will be solved, all their mental health issues will be better if only they transition, which means poisonous drugs, blocking puberty, giving them wrong sex hormones, and then starting to do procedures that they euphemistically call top surgery and then bottom surgery. They're scarring and rendering these children infertile for life. So states, including Missouri, including, of course, Tennessee, that was a party to this lawsuit, have taken action to protect children. So the Supreme Court got it right. At the same time, Mike, in the big, beautiful bill, we are defunding transgender clinics, both pediatric transgender clinics and adult transgender clinics, because I think when these clinics do this stuff to adults, even with that adult's consent, it's as much quackery as it is when we do it to kids, and there's no reason our tax dollars should be supporting it.
Well, Congressman, I appreciate you keeping your eye on that, and thank you for spending some time with us today. I know there's a lot going on in D.C., and we just kind of scratched the surface on everything that you're trying to keep a handle on, so we appreciate you doing that. I wish you safe travels back to the district this weekend. It's going to be warm back here.
Yeah, it's warm here, too. But yes, thank you for having me. It's great to be with you.
We appreciate the time. That is Missouri's 3rd Congressional District Congressman Bob Onder joining us today. We're going to talk a little fireworks. What should you expect when you go to the fireworks stand over the 4th of July holiday? Chris Sanders from Powder Monkey is going to join us next on The Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today on 97.1 FM Talk. I'm in for Mark Reardon today. We are joined on the line by Chris Sanders, who is the CEO and founder of Powder Monkey Fireworks in Weldon Spring. Chris, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing well. So I was reading an article in the Post-Dispatch and talking about how the tariffs are affecting the fireworks, because a lot of the fireworks are coming in from China. What has your experience been so far this year, and what should people expect when they go to fireworks stands?
Sure. I mean, we plan each year for 4th of July on July 5th the year before. So we order everything, and that gets made in China, shipped on the ocean and the railroad. Long process of getting it here, but a lot of that happens in February, March, April. And this year we shipped like 3 containers, and we had to wait until about May 12th whenever the tariffs were reduced in a 90-day pause from 155.3% to 35.3%. normally it's a 5.3% ongoing consumer firework tariff all the time, but that was never in the budget for paying 155%, and the 35% will be okay. But there's lots of tents, and there's not a lot of fireworks this year. So the other issue is big suppliers and big firework companies here order in April, May right now for next year, and that production is dedicated to getting us product for this year. So I don't know what next year is going to be like, but China starts making product for Europe. New Year's is big there. And then domestically in China, Chinese New Year in February, there's not a lot of time to make product for the American 250th next year. And we're just going to have to see what happens next year. We got plenty for this year. The prices are right because all the tariffs went high, and then we paused, canceled, and did what we did. But we've got lots of product, and the prices are great. We're going to just follow that high volume, high customer count, great customer service to just power through this year, see what happens next year when it gets there.
So you have enough fireworks to get you through this year, or are people encouraged to come out early because fireworks stands may have a hard time resupplying, or do they have enough to get you through?
I think everybody's wanting to celebrate this year. The 4th is going to be on a Friday, and we open on a Friday. I've done this 25 years. It's only the second time we've had three Friday paydays. You know, when people want to come out and shop and do something for the weekend, we've only had the 15-day seasonal sales period fall that way with the 4th on a Friday once in my 25 years because of leap years and whatever. So it should be a big year without all the ongoing everything. And then next year, the 4th is the 250th, and it's on a Saturday, which is the best of any day to have the 4th of July because you get maybe a Monday off or a Friday off, a four-day weekend, a three-day weekend, whatever it is. So the issue, I think, this year is people are going to buy for this year. They're also going to be buying this year for next year. So, yeah, we could run out, and maybe we'll be at the Lake of the Ozark on the 4th of July just going out on a boat or something. So don't have any product left.
If people want to get their fireworks, they need to get there early is what I just heard. Is that correct?
Yeah, you want to get there 8 a.m. Friday, June 20th. That's the seasonal sales starting date in Missouri. June 20th is Friday, like 2 days from now. And the weekend will be very busy, I expect. People have been wanting to buy product, but we have to tell them to wait for the opening day. And they would have bought this product we have back in March and April and May, but they've been patiently waiting till June 20th. It's going to be super busy.
Well, that is Chris Souder of Power Monkey Fireworks. Chris, I appreciate you spending some time with us today, and good luck on the 4th, man.
Thank you, Mike.
We are going to talk to Donna Behringer. She is the City of St. Louis Comptroller on the other side. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today in 97.1 FM Talk.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.